This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed executive orders Tuesday to continue dismantling former President Donald Trump's restrictive immigration policies. During the signing, Biden said, "I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy." Biden's immigration plans include an attempt to reunite families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexican border. In the first hours of his presidency 2 weeks ago, Biden acted to halt construction of Trump's $16 billion wall along the border with Mexico and sent a far-reaching immigration bill to Congress. U.S. lawmakers have been stalemated between liberals looking to ease the path to U.S. citizenship and conservatives seeking to stem unauthorized immigration. Biden's immediate focus is on the 3,100-kilometer southern border with Mexico, where Mr. Trump tried to keep thousands of migrants from Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala from entering the United States. Trump led repair and expansion of a border wall and imposed tough detention and deportation policies for those who made it across the desolate border terrain and into the United States. Amazon.com Incorporated on Tuesday said founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO and become executive chairman as the company reported its third consecutive record profit and quarterly sales above $100 billion for the first time. Net sales rose to $125.56 billion as consumers turned to the world's largest online retailer for their holiday shopping. Bezos, who started the company 27 years ago, said in a note to employees he would stay engaged in important initiatives but also wanted time and energy for other projects. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A Russian court has sentenced opposition politician Alexei Navalny to 3.5 years in prison, defying condemnation abroad and public outcry at home to send one of the Kremlin's most vocal critics to jail. Navalny previously spent 10 months under house arrest during an earlier phase of the trial. Tuesday's verdict means Navalny will now spend the next 2 years and 8 months in a Russian penal colony. UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said Tuesday the military takeover in that country, also known as Burma, is unacceptable and requires a strong and unequivocal international response. Andrews told VOA that the takeover is, quote, an assault on an entire people. He called it outrageous and said the international community should respond directly, forcefully, and responsibly. Myanmar's military seized power on Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint, among others. The power grab took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, which won the November elections. The military has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. Andrews called the takeover, quote, the theft of a democracy. House Democratic impeachment managers and lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday laid out their arguments in separate briefs ahead of the former president's Senate trial next week on charges of inciting a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. The House Democratic prosecutors charged that Trump endangered the lives of practically all members of Congress and jeopardized the democratic process when he urged a mob of supporters who had massed near the U.S. Capitol building to try to prevent the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Trump's defense lawyers reject the charges and contend that the impeachment trial is unconstitutional. They say there's no precedent for trying a president after he's left office. Britain launched an emergency program of door-to-door testing in several areas Tuesday following the discovery of hundreds of cases of the coronavirus variant first identified in South Africa, which scientists say could be more resistant to vaccines. Mobile testing units were deployed to several regions, including parts of London. Local authorities hope to conduct 80,000 coronavirus tests. By Tuesday morning, 105 cases of the mutation first seen in South Africa had been identified in 8 districts across Britain. 11 of those cases did not have any direct link to international travel, suggesting the variant is being transmitted within the community. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.